I really believe that research and education should be so intertwined with each other that you don't know when one is, you know, ending and the other is beginning. And the research aspect, the research strengths at the University of Illinois were very attractive to me as well. So all in all, didn't take too much to convince me that this would be a lovely place to consider.
But how do you balance the role of a researcher with the role of an administrator, and especially the time demand for each?
I think at the chancellor level, it's much harder to be deeply involved in research. But I think it's critical that the chancellor stay current with the latest trends and the latest directions of the major research areas that are covered at the university, because you can't help to advocate for it if you aren't familiar with what's going on. At the next level, you know, at the dean level and at the chair level, I have always believed that role modeling what you want out of your faculty is one key way of demonstrating its importance. And so I certainly kept up my research in a very big way when I became the chair of physiology at Kentucky and then the dean of the College of Biological Sciences at Davis. And I continue to have an NIH grant here. I just think that the interface between learning and discovery should be so permeable that you can't tell when you're learning and when you're discovering.
You mentioned some of the benefits of this campus and the strength of the Urbana campus. What do you see are some of the challenges, some of the things that you would want to address upon coming here?
Right. Well, I think all universities, not just all public universities, have to learn all the time of how to be more efficient with the resources that you have, how to create new sources of revenue, how to attract the very, very best faculty, and to be able to retain them also is critically important, because I think the university is only as good as its faculty is, because that's the way students want to come and that's the way staff want to work there.
You are in a public education system where
right.
government funding is only going to become a bigger issue.
Right.
You're moving to Illinois, where obviously the issues are no less pressing. How do you deal with that as the leader of a public institution that's going to have to state its case more strongly for funding down the road?
Right. So I did a lot of work with our state legislature this year and with our governor, and I think that I will go to listen and learn about what the issues are that are distinctive in Illinois, and then also be a really strong advocate for the importance of higher education in the state economy. I mean, we are a source of revenue, a source of richness. I think the whole quality of life in Illinois is better if higher education is excellent. An educated workforce is probably the best citizenry that you'll ever have.
What will be the first or one of the first things that you would do once you take office here?
Well, I'm going to go on a very intense listening and learning tour to try and learn as much as I possibly can about the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and then also the University of Illinois as a whole. I will work to partner with President Hogan effectively so that we can work together to make the whole university better. And I think we will do as much as we possibly can to continue to improve the university that is already such a great place.
Faculty input on some recent decisions has become a bit of a controversial topic on the U of I campus in information technology and other decisions that have been made. How do you work to bring faculty involvement into the mix?
Yeah. Well, I am a firm believer in shared governance. I believe that faculty input into decisions is important. It affects them, and so I think it's really important to hear them. I, as the interim president and also as the provost, worked very closely with the faculty senate here, and one of my real moments of pride was when the faculty senate gave me a standing ovation at the end of my tenure as the interim president. So I think that I fully respect the need to hear the faculty out, and I think that they will understand that their voices will be heard in any decisions that we make. That doesn't mean that you always please, you know, specific faculty, but we certainly want to make sure that they are heard and that we explain why we made the decision that we made.